SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
You're listening to SBS News.
The AFP has charged two Russian-born Australian citizens with the first ever espionage-related charge since new laws were introduced in 2018.
That's Commissioner of the Australian Federal Police, Rhys Kershaw.
The AFP will allege the individuals worked together to access Australian Defence Force material that related to Australia's national security interests. We allege the woman was undertaking non-declared travel to Russia whilst she was on long-term leave from the Australian Defence Force.
Kira Korolev, a 40-year-old private in the Australian Defence Force, and 62-year-old Igor Korolev have both been charged with one count of preparing for an espionage act. The maximum penalty is 15 years. The Russian-born couple came to Australia more than 10 years ago, together, as a married couple. In 2016, Ms. Korolev gained Australian citizenship, followed by her husband in 2020. Several years ago, Ms. Korolev joined the Defence Force, employed as an information systems technician. The police allege in 2023, whilst on long-term leave from the ADF, Ms. Korolev travelled to Russia without declaring it to authorities. Commissioner Kershaw says she remained in contact with her husband whilst overseas.
We allege that while she was in Russia, she instructed her husband, who remained in Australia, on how to log into her official work account from their Brisbane home. We allege her husband would access requested material and would send to his wife in Russia. We allege they sought that information with the intention of providing it to Russian authorities. Whether that information was handed over remains a key focus of our investigation.
Exactly how police and intelligence services became aware of the alleged offence is unclear. Director of the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation, Mike Burgess, hinting that defence helped spot it.
I also want to commend defence for its security awareness that led to ASIO and the task force to intervene early and control this operation. This case reflects and demonstrates an effective security culture, not a deficient one.
Both people arrested retained their Russian passports after getting Australian citizenship. Ms. Korolev was then able to gain an Australian government security clearance, a check that takes months to obtain through thorough vetting of an individual's life, character and history to identify any possible risks to national security. Once someone has a clearance, they are able to access classified government information. Mr. Burgess says ASIO will assist the ADF to review their internal security.
Security clearance have specific requirements on them, including being an Australian citizen. Of course, people's cultural background and heritage and when they came to this country and do they have a checkable background and all those things are required for security decisions. That's part of the investigation, and internally we'll work with defence to work through what's the teachable moment here, if there are any.
The type or quantity of information impacted is unclear, although both ASIO and the AFP have assured Australians that there is no significant compromise at this stage. No other individuals in Australia have been identified at this point in the investigation. Mr. Burgess reminds Australians, ASIO is watching.
If you're spying in this country, we're looking for you. If you're being spied on in this country, we're looking out for you.
Rania Yallop, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.